Hey guys, Abel here, back with another video. Hopefully this is going to be a shorter one this time. I was just about to go to the gym and I tuned into a video which sparked a lot of thoughts in my head. And normally during these times, I'm sending some voice notes to some fitness industry friends, but lately they haven't been very responsive to my voice notes. So I decided that I'm going to talk to you guys instead. So I tuned into the video of Basement Bodybuilding. It's a channel that I have heard of, but I haven't seen any of his videos yet. I did like what I saw and heard for the most part. He's intelligent and well-spoken dude, which I'm always happy to see lifters like this. So who knows, maybe I will even try to reach out to him and get him on the podcast if he is up to it. But he was talking about progressive overload, and in a couple of his videos, he basically emphasized how progressive overload has been overemphasized in recent years, and a lot of people are way too obsessed over that. And he was sharing a lot of interesting stuff, such as how progressive overload is more of a measuring tool and an assessment tool. So it's basically there to evaluate whether what you're doing is actually working or not, which is something, if you watch my channel for a while, then you have heard things like this from me for a long time. But he was really kind of emphasizing the point that focusing too much on progressive overload and this idea that you should be seeing progress in each and every session could actually be hurting your gains. And actually the video that really sparked me to start watching his videos was a title that said volume is more important than progressive overload, or focus on volume, not progressive overload, something like this. And me, as someone who I think understands this topic pretty well, I totally got what he was trying to say. And I would say that I can be on board with pretty much everything there. However, it was pretty clear to see something, and that something is what I really want to talk about in this video. I am sensing a new movement and a new trend slowly taking shape on YouTube fitness. And there are several things that are characterizing this movement, but I think one of those things is kind of a counterculture to this progressive overload and just in general numbers focused and strength focused lifting mentality and lifting philosophy. So there's NH, natural hypertrophy, whom I had on the podcast recently. Now I'm seeing it with Basement Bodybuilding, who I'm sure is going to blow up and will have a much larger following in the not so distant future. I don't know if Jeffrey Verity Schofield has changed his messaging on this. From what I've seen, maybe not so much. And then I've even seen Alpha Destiny kind of somewhat shifting his messaging as well, whereas like previously he was all about the big numbers. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I've seen his video on the why you should have an arm day, or why you should do arm isolation work, which is maybe kind of a step in that direction as well. And so don't get me wrong, it's very easy to overdo any kind of good message. Like, there's a new concept which is a good concept fundamentally. It creates a positive change, it helps people, so we emphasize it a bit more. And then slowly the message starts morphing into something else, which was never the intention. Maybe some newcomers come to the scene, which kind of jump on the bandwagon, and they start talking about it as well. And maybe those people are lacking in their knowledge still, so they are going to kind of bastardize the message in a way that is kind of just going to create this monster, which is not going to be that helpful. In fact, it might actually backfire for people if they start following that message. And yeah, I do think that in many cases this happened with the whole progressive overload, you need to get stronger message as well. In fact, I will say that unquestionably, there have been times when I overdid this message myself. I got overzealous about this at certain times. And I'm definitely seeing the people that are just setting things up in a way that is actually mistaking the means with the end. I have clients sometimes that apply to me and they explicitly say that, okay, my goal is muscle growth, like I want to get bigger. But then they are outlining their issues and basically they are describing a powerlifting peaking protocol and they are trying to optimize that. And sometimes I'm actually confused. So like, okay, but are you doing powerlifting or what is this? So is your goal muscle growth? Like, did I get something wrong? And they're like, oh, no. And yeah, my goal is muscle growth. But so I'm doing this to peak my strength. And then I'm still scratching my head like, well, what the hell is going on here? So yes, I definitely do see that the progressive overload focused mindset got itself into the heads of people so strongly that some of them actually don't know that there is a difference between powerlifting and lifting for the sake of strength versus using strength as a proxy for muscle growth, which definitely should be addressed. So I'm all on board with that. However, the issue is that, you know, this is how I can tell that I'm becoming a veteran in this field, that at this point I can tell a trend when I see it kind of emerging. And so this new movement, and that's my fear, is going to be an overshot attempt of moderating this overly big emphasis on progressive overload. The fact that there is a title that says focus on volume, not progressive overload, that honestly scares me. And to be honest, like sometimes I'm not sure how, like what circles of lifters these different YouTubers have followed before, because, you know, to me, on the one hand, it's counterculture to some extent to name a video like this now, because yes, luckily, I would say a lot more people have focused on progressive overload than before. But at the same time, it's also kind of like anything but counterculture, because this bigger emphasis on progressive overload, I mean, that's very recent. And I would say that a lot of people, me included, actually had to fight quite hard to make people focus a bit on progressive overload, because before that, all I've seen was people who did like a bajillion, gazillion sets and focused on nothing else but volume. And then maybe besides that, just some, you know, mind-muscle connection and like really feeling the contraction. That was everywhere. And it was a huge issue, because like people jumped on the volume bandwagon so hard that there was like this epidemic of relatively new lifters, people who haven't been training that long, doing the training volumes of top level pros. They completely ignored progression. They completely ignored the trends in their training and performance indicators. And, you know, like year after year, they ended up looking the same. And then those were the people that some more minimalistically minded people kind of like saved from this rut that they were stuck in endlessly. You know, I mean, we can make fun of people like Martin Berkhan, I guess. Why Berkhan? Come on. He's not American. He's Swedish, goddammit. But there is a reason why he got so popular, not just with the intermittent fasting stuff, but also with the minimalist training. And I would say he's too minimalistic. But there is a reason why he got so popular. One of those reasons is that he actually got results with people by making these people a bit more powerlifter-y in their mentality was actually what needed to happen to save them. They were all about just, you know, accumulating volume, accumulating tonnage. Like, as long as I keep getting in the sets and the reps, things will work out. Things will work out only if things work out. But if they don't, you want to know about that. And how will you know about it? Well, that's where progressive overload comes in. Now, basement bodybuilding understands this. Natural hypertrophy understands this. Do you understand that? Like, do you fully grasp the whole picture here? I mean, not you, him, and him. But do they understand it? If yes, then okay, hopefully they also understand how to actually put all of this into practice. Like, what do you actually do with that information? What I think we should do with that information is look at our training age. Based on that training age, what rate of strength progression should we expect just as a side effect of our hypertrophy or muscle growth oriented training? And then evaluate whether we are meeting those rough expectations. You know, basement bodybuilding in this video says that progress shouldn't be expected to happen every session. Or if in one session you're not progressing, that's not a disaster, which of course I agree with. Like, is there any moron that wouldn't agree with? Like, I don't think there's that many people who think that, like, if in one session you're not progressing, then the world is collapsing. But are there people where I'm thinking, okay, if they don't progress in most sessions, like something, either reps or weight or something is not improving in most sessions, then something is kind of off? Yeah, like if you're a pretty new lifter, if you have been training for like less than a year, especially less than 6 months, then yeah, I do think that in most sessions, you should be able to improve something on most of your lifts, maybe on like some lying leg curl machine or some other machine exercise where the weight jumps are huge, it's not going to happen that frequently. But yeah, like if you're doing barbell lifts, I do think you should be improving in most sessions. For me, like if I can improve, I don't know, every fourth session, like a full rep or like 2.5 kilos, then I'm very happy with that. But like you need to be able to contextualize all of these things. Another thing is, I think it, especially if your goal is to actually inform people, maybe also sell something, but you're not some like sleazy marketing dude, I think it's important that if you're going to put something out there, which is kind of going to stir up the water and maybe is going to make people go, whoa, really? Like what's going on here? Then I think it's important to be a bit more specific with your recommendations, because like a lot of people will be more confused after watching this video than they were before. Because, okay, so maybe finally they understood that, okay, it's not enough to just do endless amounts of sets because volume is the most important thing for hypertrophy. So as long as I keep getting in the sets, things are working out, but I should also look at my numbers and my lifts. Now, basement bodybuilding is saying volume should be a bigger focus, and over time, by accumulating volume and accumulating the training stress, muscle growth is going to happen. And then progressive overload is going to be a side effect of that. Again, for me, that makes perfect sense what he's saying there. But for a lot of people, this might be a, whoa, like, what is this guy talking about type idea? And so when he's saying things like, so you don't have to see progress in every session. If for 3 months you're not seeing progress, that means that you're doing something wrong. Okay, but and if for 2 months I'm not seeing progress, that's good still? Or if for 1 month, that's still okay? Like, you know, I can guess more or less what basement bodybuilding's answer would be. But can you? I mean, not you, but him. I don't know if he can. Again, it's very context dependent, so you have to be specific with the context as well. That's another thing that maybe something that concerns me a little bit with some of these YouTubers is that a lot of them seem like they're not actually coaching people, which is completely fine. But if you're not coaching people, often the only thing that you will be left with is your own experience. And the issue with your own experience is that that's specific to your genetics and to your training age. So if someone with whatever type of genetics who is an advanced lifter, you know, or has been lifting pretty intelligently for over, you know, like 6-7 years at least, is experiencing something and has come to an epiphany and a new understanding that like revolutionized his training after year 6, let's say, that very well might be different than what could be an appropriate strategy for someone who is in their first year of training. And if you don't have enough direct exposure to people going through that phase and trying different things to assist them and then seeing what works and what doesn't work, you will be just prone to be set in your own ways and not deviating from those strategies, even though you probably should, but you just don't have the feedback to do it. There were a couple of other points which were good points, but maybe incomplete points. For example, one thing he said is that other fluctuations in your lifestyle, such as, you know, how much you slept the night before or how much you ate the day before, that could have acutely a bigger impact on your performance than how much adaptations you made before that session muscularly. I mean, mainly muscularly. So, I mean, certainly how much muscle you actually gained. Because like from last week to this week, you certainly didn't gain that much muscle that would produce a bigger impact than how much you slept the night before, right? That's kind of common sense. And yeah, so like that's totally true. And there could be a bunch of other things as well that could contribute to you making strength progress this session or not. But I would say that it matters a whole lot what those factors are. Because let's say you're someone who has been training for 6 months and on your squat, you couldn't progress this week. Or maybe you even lost a rep at the same weight, which is like a bit of regression, right? If the reason for your regression is that you saw like a hot chick or a hot guy at the other end of the gym and it distracted you and you lost a rep, that's one thing. That has nothing to do with how well you could have performed otherwise. If, however, you lost a rep because like you went running yesterday and your legs are sore, which you could kind of feel already to begin with, or because you like didn't sleep for the last 2 days. I mean, that's very different because that is directly related to your recovery and the recovery of various systems that you need for this kind of performance. These factors are not the same thing as Am I making progress in terms of muscle growth? Sure. But they're still directly related to it, right? Because you're gonna gain muscle from the training and you need to recover from the training. So if today I'm not recovered, then maybe that should spur me to do something, to make a change, like have a strategy for this kind of thing. And I cannot have that if I'm not tracking my progress and if I don't have that progressive overload mindset. I mean, okay, maybe you don't need to have the progressive overload mindset, but at least you need to keep a close tab on your performance. So the performance-oriented or performance-focused outlook is still needed. So if you're losing a rep, and then you're saying, okay, so I lost a rep, so confirmation that indeed I'm probably under-recovered, which I already suspected, but you know, maybe otherwise I would have been like, oh, well, I just need to accumulate tonnage and need to accumulate volume over time. Like, that's leading to long-term adaptation and long-term muscle growth. Now, maybe you will be like, okay, I think it's better if I don't do the next two or three sets, which I planned. I think that's a pretty sound, smart idea in this case. And while I agree that based on our best understanding, the model that makes the most sense is that progressive overload is not so much of a driver of muscle growth, but more so a measuring tool of it, I would say that measuring our progression is one of the biggest goals of our training, in the short term at least, because, you know, muscle growth is something that you will have to wait out over months and years. And in the meantime, of course, like, you need to know if what you're doing is working or not. But then also, I don't think we can conclusively say that pushing those loads and actually pushing that progression and pushing strength gains has nothing to do with muscle growth. My age-old mantra, we don't exactly know what's causing muscle growth, okay? Like, I don't know that. Dr. Brett Schoenfeld doesn't know that. Basement bodybuilding doesn't know that either. And I also think that beyond the beginner level, you have to be somewhat purposeful about progression in the sense that, like, you need to chase those loads a bit because the loads just never become so easy that it would be obvious that it's time to add load. Like, if you've been training for a couple of years and you're moving decently heavy weights, like, those heavy weights are going to be taxing to lift no matter what. I don't know, like Lane Norton or, I don't know, like Bryce Lewis, like, can squat like 500 or 600 maybe even for reps. Even if technically they have like 3 or 4 reps in the tank, those squats are still hard as hell. So if they were just waiting for the sensation that, okay, like, this squat is a bit too easy, it's time to increase the weight, they would never increase the weight. You know, and kind of the same thing is going on for us, you know, mortals at a certain point. You need to chase those loads a little bit because it's not going to be an automatic or intuitive process. So you need to be purposeful with it. Basement Bodybuilding mentioned some strategy that he uses that, like, I think like 3 sets and over 3 sets, he needs to hit, I don't know, like 40 reps. Once he has done that, then he needs to increase the weight. Okay, that's great. But the only difference between that and the guy who is really focused on progressive overload in every single session is that he's just giving himself more time for that progression to be enforced by adding weight, basically. So, but anyway, I think probably for like indirect reasons, but I think chasing those loads and being proactive about it is important. That's why I like to use these plateau breakers where I go heavier in weight if I'm stuck at a given weight and then I go back, because it's very, very easy to, as an intermediate or advanced lifter, it's very easy to just sandbag and kind of just go nowhere with your training. Like, wheel spinning, man, like, most people in this field are wheel spinners, okay? How do we stop wheel spinning? You know, saying that, okay, just focus on volume without so much context and like so many caveats that it's unmistakable. Like, you cannot not hear the caveats and all the things that qualify these statements. Honestly, long story short, I can already see the writing on the wall. And actually, I wanted to warn you guys, maybe more so than anything else, that I feel like this is coming. You know, there was the time of the volume junkies for a long time. Like, it was all about volume, volume, volume. People doing a bunch of sets, like, before that, like, all the mind-muscle connection stuff. And, you know, like, none of these things are wrong. I think mind-muscle connection is cool. I think training volume is obviously very important. It's just like when these things are emphasized to a point where you start neglecting other things, I mean, just like it could be a problem with progressive overload, as Basement Bodybuilding has pointed it out, that's when it becomes problematic. I think this is going to come now. People have had enough of all this talk about progressive overload. Like, now there is nothing new really about progressive overload. And people are just eager, like they're ready for some new trend to jump on. And I think this is going to happen. I thought a lot about making a video where I would imitate like the Wolf of Wall Street guy, like making calls and, you know, selling stocks and buying stocks, but doing that with fitness concepts. Like, okay, so, hey, Jimmy, so how are we doing with the carnivore diet? And it's like, yeah, Bobby, carnivore diet is going down. Like, people are bored by it. Okay, I say that we invest into plant-based diet once again. I'm projecting a huge uptick there. And so, like, people jump on some, like, vegan diet trend once again. We always need to find what's not so exciting anymore, that people would be, like, too enthusiastic to see another video on that, and then basically do another video on the complete opposite thing and debunk that thing. So, and it's also important that thing was very well accepted by a lot of people. Then you come in and you shock the community by dropping a bomb on them. That's how this works. And I feel like this is actually the perfect time to start talking about how powerlifting is stupid, power building is even more stupid, and people that just want to build muscle should really ignore strength as much as possible. In the case of diets, I'm actually not sure what should come next, because I feel like there we are running out of options. Like, we've done everything now. Like, now we had snake diet. I mean, then I mean, what's going to be next? Like, the gerbil diet. I was actually thinking that maybe, like, bringing back the rigid, like 6 meals a day, eat every 3 hours, and only chicken and broccoli. Honestly, man, someone should come up with that again, because, like, that would be truly unexpected. Or, I mean, maybe someone could come and say that eating disorders and, like, binge eating disorder are actually good, so you should develop it, so it will be a complete plan designed around it. If they do that, then, man, I'm going to outcompete them in a second. Like, I know better than anyone how to develop an eating disorder in 2 days. So, yes, go check out Basement Bodybuilding's channel. From what I've seen, it's really good. And, you know, follow all these guys. Just please, like, in case something bad happens, just don't ignore progressive overload. Like, that is still, like, as much as it's overemphasized, that is the most valuable overemphasized thing that you should keep a tab on, okay? Because that's the best we have at this moment in time, unfortunately. So anyways, folks, that's all there was for this video. Check out my show description for coaching and consultations, and subscribe for more content like this. Otherwise, I will see you in the next video.